فيها ففسقوا فيها فحق عليها القول فدمرناها تدميرا. When Allah wants to destroy a civilization, when Allah Ta'ala wants to destroy a nation, the first signs of the destruction of that nation, amarna mutrafiya, the people whom we have given ease, the people whom we have given money to, the people whom we have given wealth to, فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا, they, instead of using that wealth correctly, they transgress the limits of that wealth. Then Allah Ta'ala's words become established upon them and Allah Ta'ala destroys that nation. The business people has got such an influence because of what Allah has given them, that Allah says there is a responsibility that comes with the fact that I have given you wealth. And if you are going to be disobedient, it becomes the first step to the destruction of a nation. And today we know the power and influence of people who are in business. A third world country president will not get a readily made audience to any president the way the president of a multinational today can demand and will get an audience with any president in the world today. If Bill Gates today have to demand to meet any one of the presidents of the world, they will be very hard pressed to tell him no. And that's a reality. Because of the influence people of trade have. I'm not saying it in a positive sense, but I'm telling you in the sense of why Allah has made mention of trade and the people of trade, that you have a power, you have influence. Now, because of that influence, you need to tread very carefully and you need to understand your responsibility. And part of that responsibility is many. And part of that particular responsibility is for us to understand that there is no dichotomy. There is no dichotomy between deen and dunya. You can't say, hamare tijarat ke usool alag hai aur deen alag hai. Hamare tijarat ke usool wo alag hai aur deen aur shariat ke jo ahkam hai wo alag hai. No. You can't say, my business is different and deen is different. No, you can't. Allah Ta'ala had destroyed a nation in the past because of this one aspect. Ya Shu'aybu as-salatuka ta'muruka an natruka ma ya'budu aba'una aw an naf'ala fi amwalina ma nasha. When Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam told unto his tribe, la tanqusul mikyal. Oh my tribe, be honest in your business dealings. What did they tell him? Oh Shu'ayb, are you telling us what we must do with our wealth? You're telling us what we must do with our business? It's my business. It's my tijarat. We will do whatever we want to do. Don't tell us about ethics in business. Today, unfortunately, many people think like that. And Allah Ta'ala destroyed the tribe of Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam primarily because of dishonesty in business dealings. Now, understanding the importance, understand the privilege that comes with that importance, and given in our situation, in our country, a particular type of emphasis now upon a particular group of businessmen, people must realize that everything with that what Allah has given us, there comes a responsibility. If you don't fulfill that responsibility, then there is going to be repercussions. We don't have to be worried about anything. Allah Ta'ala is the one that grants risk. Allah will grant risk. There's an amazing incident of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu one day was going on his mule and he stopped outside a masjid in Kufa and he found a person. He said, look after my mule, I'll give you something when I come back. Look after my mule. Person started looking after the mule. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu went inside the masjid. This person saw an expensive nose band that Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had on his mule. Took it, went into the market, places to go and sell it. And Ali radiallahu anhu came out, saw the mule was unattended, saw the person whom he had told that I'll give you something when I come back, he ran away. Sent someone to go to the marketplace, he must have went to sell it. And Ali radiallahu anhu, on his way, when he was going, he said, when I come back, I will give him a dirham, I'll give him a silver coin. And then the person came back and said, oh Ali, that person went to go and sell that noseband for one dirham. So Ali radiallahu anhu said, amazing is human being. If he would have made sabr, he would have got that dirham in a halal way. He didn't make sabr, he went to go and look for it in a haram way. Allah would have given it to him. If he had made sabr, Allah would have given it to him in the halal way. He didn't have sabr, he went to go and look for it in a haram way. Our business are like that. What is destined to you will come.